T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I want to read what Rhea just had to be. Jeff McCaffrey has written a story today in the Delco Times, a column. If you haven't realized by now that the Sixers will win Game 7, it must be because you didn't watch Game 6. Wow. Jack McCaffrey's out of line. That's a lot of years of basketball knowledge there. Hi, Jack.
What do you say, Ange?
Jack, you really feel good about this Game 7. Tell me why.
The Sixers are a better team. I picked them to win in 6. They would have won in 5 if Embiid wasn't sick. Right. When Embiid comes back last night, he's healthy. He goes for a plus 40. They're better at 4 of the 5 positions. They're better coached. The Raptors have a tragic history of just collapsing in the playoffs, and it's the Sixers' time. You watch that. I'm just puzzled how anyone could see those two teams and not look man for man that the Sixers are better. I'd go back to Simmons's quote last night. I thought it was very telling when he said, during warmups, I looked around and I said to myself, quoting Simmons here, he said, I said to myself, you know what? This 5 that we have here is pretty good.
So what a profound comment.
They're the better team, and they'll win that game and go on to the conference finals.
I'm surprised he spoke, but anyway, Jack, let me get to this. Good, Jack, when you make statements like this, you have covered many Game 7s yourself. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what makes them different.
Certainly the one-and-done stakes. It's almost like the NCAA tournament, except you're playing on a road game. Win or you go home. Win or go home. It's that simple. It's what makes it special. It's what makes the NFL playoffs so compelling. Anything can happen. You could play one game on Sunday. The Suns could win a game on Sunday, right? Anybody could win a game. It's one game. And not only that, it's the culmination of 6 games of strategy, of tension, of chippiness, of front row celebrities making faces. It's all of that in culmination in one big night. And so you take the charm of the NCAA tournament with the strategy and the ebbs and flows of a 7-game series, combined it into one, and it's a wonderful moment.
All right, I'm going to take a leap of logic that you have watched at least half of these, Jack. Jack, the Sixers have played 9 Game 7s on the road in their history, and they are 1-8, right? Mm-hmm. You may have been at the 1982 one. I was when they won that one. That's the one they won in Boston. That's why I'm amazed by your confidence. You've seen them fail repeatedly in almost every era in this very setting, but you see it different now, and I'm trying to figure out what that is.
Well, it's independent. It has nothing to do with those other 9 games. I'd have to go back and look at what happened in those 9 games.
Right.
Were there injuries? Was there momentum swings? They're all independent. The fact that they won one tells you it can happen. It's not like it's impossible. I'm not a big trend handicapper or whatever you call that, going back over the years, what happened in the past. I'm telling you now, if what the team that Brett Brown's going to throw out there on Sunday is a better team than the one Nick Nurse is going to throw out there, and the Sixers will be better coached to do it. And whether or not the 1968 or whatever the Game 7s we're talking about, or even more recent, it has not. I mean, I'm not being fresh. It just has nothing to do with what we're going to see Sunday.
Well, that's hard to argue that logic. I need you to talk a little bit about Jimmy Butler, Jack, because you've seen some guys that rise to the occasion, and I'm wondering what you're seeing right now from Jimmy.
Perfectly put, Ange. Rise to the occasion, and you saw it immediately when he came to the Sixers. Whether the occasion was the last possession of a game, the last possession of a quarter, amazing ability to perform in the clutch like that. And he spread that over the entire game last night with the Sixers facing elimination. He decided, no, I'm going to be the best player on the floor tonight. And that's what he was. And there's just too few players like that, to be sure. And the performance he put on last night was legendary. People will be talking about that in Philadelphia for years.
And, Jack, has he secured his future here based on his performance in the playoffs?
Of course. I suppose a lousy playoffs could have changed that.
Right.
But you heard Elton Brand before the playoffs. That's the path they were going. You don't give up Saric and Covington to get a guy and then not prepare to sign him. They were going to do whatever they could and would to sign him. Now it's almost they're all obligated to sign him after that. And it seems like a good fit, a perfect fit for a player in a city.
You've seen in your career, Jack, many, many elite, great players rising to big occasions. The thing that makes me most worried about Sunday is Kawhi Leonard, because he's doing what Jimmy's doing, and he's even better than Jimmy, and that worries me. He doesn't have the surrounding cast. You're 100% right. But don't you worry that Kawhi goes crazy and wins it for the team on Sunday?
Of course you would. It's got to be your focus. Boy, the Sixers did a great job last night. They started badgering him at one baseline and didn't stop till the other, hitting him, pushing him, just chopping him. And then when he got the ball, they would double him. He did a really nice job last night. The way that works, as you know, is that now Nurse will combat that and come up with some alternative way to free him up. And playing at home, playing much more comfortably at home, the home crowd behind him Sunday night, he is more than capable of going for 45 points, in which case you've got your hands full. So, yes, if you're a Sixers fan, that would definitely be on your mind.
All right. Now, Jack, I just want to confirm something. You understand I'm in a casino. Mm-hmm. I can place a legal bet right now, and I can place a bet on the Sixers and get 6.5 points Sunday night. This could really have a major effect on my bank book. So make sure you know this, Jack. Jack, I should bet the Sixers. I got an easy win Sunday with the 6.5.
I would. That's the way I would go.
Absolutely. Oh, all of a sudden now we're tentative.
No, when I said that's the way I would go.
McCaffrey, I'm talking about feeding my family now. Make sure you got this right.
In that game.
All right. All right, because I'm getting
you. The money line. Go for that one.
No, wait a minute. Hold on.
Go into your wallet and bet the money line.
The minute I bring money, McCaffrey backs off a little. Well, you're saying we're winning outright,
yeah,
right, Jack?
Did I say that's the way I would
We're winning outright.
Sixers and six in the paper. They lost. Okay.
Listen. You know, Jack, it just so happens they got some extra money. You want me to put a couple hundred down on the Sixers for you?
No thanks.
Wow.
Oh, no. Oh,
dear. I do not gamble on basketball, but right. I'll tell you what, I often said, I don't gamble on two-legged animals.
Jack, great job as always. Read them every day in the Ducko Times. Thanks, Jack.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.